Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty with Explorations in VOA Special English. Today we tell about interesting and sometimes unusual work provided by volunteers across the world.
There is an old saying about volunteer work that goes like this. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something. Today, many people volunteer their time and energy to help others. There are a lot of ways to meet other people's needs, and it seems there is a volunteer group for everything. Some provide education, while others offer adventure. Many do both. For example, some volunteers provide emergency help after a catastrophic event or disaster. Others are happy to get dirty while repairing homes or planting trees or flowers in poor neighborhoods. Young people see suffering and loneliness around them and find ways to help. And history lovers help archaeologists search for ancient objects to help deepen knowledge of the past.
Why do people offer their services to others at no cost? Mental health expert Jonathan Crook says, many volunteers want to return goodness for goodness. The North Carolina man says, people sometimes cannot repay a person who has helped them. That helpful individual may no longer be part of their lives, but Mr. Crook says they can always offer kindness to someone or something else.
Somebody did something good for me at one point, and can't pay them back directly, but I can pay them back indirectly.
Mr. Crook says this happens often, especially to people with strong religious or spiritual beliefs. Or they may have suffered difficult experiences and are thankful for getting through them.
They just feel like, you know, they've been really blessed in their life and they're living this really rich life. And there's a kind of spiritual motivation, I think, a lot of times.
He adds that some people volunteer to help find a job or career. For example, young people may serve without pay in a free health center. The main reason may be to help decide if they would want to become a health or social worker. Or, for some, the reason may be more to help themselves. They may give their time to an organization in hopes that their employers will notice their work and improve their career paths.
Some volunteer workers may offer special skills, like an ability to do rescue and recovery work, or caring for the injured. Others may perform services like passing out clean clothing or bottles of water to storm and fire victims. The not-for-profit group Habitat for Humanity helps communities with projects like A Brush with Kindness. Under this program, people in need can ask for home improvement services, like painting and minor repairs. Habitat volunteers donate both money and labor to the projects. Its volunteers also work in many areas around the world, including Haiti. More than 2 years have passed since a 7.0 earthquake shook the nation. The exact number of people who died may never be known. Estimates gave numbers from 95,000 to more than 300,000.
Thousands of survivors of the Haitian earthquake still live in temporary shelters. Last year, former American President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalyn joined 500 Habitat volunteers in the town of Laogan to build houses. Actor Sean Penn went to Haiti soon after the quake. He provided assistance in a number of ways. Among them, he helped establish the aid agency JP Haiti. Today, the JP Haitian Relief Organization is supervising the Pétionville camp and the nearby Cité Maxo camp. Last month, Sean Penn received the 2012 Peace Summit Award from a group of Nobel Prize winners. About 20,000 homeless people are still living in the camps. Officials say they need volunteers, especially people with medical training.
Organizations do not have to be large to get volunteers. An activist group in Dharamsala, India, is a good example. Jody Underhill from England arrived in northern India several years ago. She planned to volunteer for an environmental project. She found a lot to do in the land of the Dalai Lama, the spiritual leader of Tibetan Buddhism. She could almost not believe how much garbage was ruining some of the area's most beautiful sights.
Still shocking, and it's still shocking to me after 2 years.
Ms. Underhill learned about waste control by cleaning up garbage while taking part in other volunteer projects. But soon enough, she formed her own group, Mountain Cleaners.
So I just decided to start my own thing, and my first cleanup was pretty ambitious. We had over 100 volunteers.
The young English woman says the Indian media started calling her Garbage Girl, and she says she was pleased with the name, not insulted.
Since 2010, Garbage Girl and her Mountain Cleaners have been collecting and cleaning up waste at the Trund camp. Thousands of visitors pass through this area in the Indian Himalayas each year, and many leave unwanted evidence of their visits, papers, bottles, all kinds of garbage. The volunteers work just below clouds that seem to sit on the mountaintops. After they collect the garbage, they load bags of it onto mules. The animals then take it down the mountain. Ms. Underhill says objects that can be recycled are given to local workers who can make money from them. Material that cannot be reused goes to a container specially designed to hold waste. Before the Mountain Cleaners arrived, the garbage would have been thrown down the mountainsides, or it might have been burned, polluting the air. Ms. Underhill says the work is very hard, but she praises the group's efforts as a wonderful experience. She says she treasures the time around their campfire in the Himalayas.
American teenagers also volunteer in many ways. Two girls from Illinois found an unusual way to make life more pleasant for sick and homeless people. Sarah Dinia and Bridget Regan love to sew. In late 2010, they decided to make stuffed animals for people who just might need a cheerful gift. The girls took the resulting bears, cats, and starfish to patients in nursing homes. They called their products Stuffed Love. That experience was just the beginning. The girls made pillows and other things for military veterans at a treatment center and adults with developmental problems. This past December, they made 500 stuffed animals. Sarah stayed up all night on the night before Christmas to finish the job. Stuffed Love was sent with turkey dinners that a local restaurant was providing for poor people. The Chicago White Sox baseball team honored the girls' efforts with an award for their volunteer work.
Every year, many people offer to find or document remains of lost societies and communities. These efforts take place across the world. For example, Forest Service experts and volunteers are working in the San Gabriel Mountains of Southern California. They are looking for information about prehistoric and historic settlements of Native Californians. This kind of work interests Stephen Ortiz of the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas. Every other year, he leads an archaeological dig in Israel. The dig is at Tel Gezer, halfway between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Professor Ortiz directs the activities at Tel Gezer with Samuel Wolf, an Israeli archaeologist. The experts, students, and volunteers are hoping to learn more about the ancient city of Gezer. The city is linked to King Solomon, who appears in the holy writings of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Volunteers must pay for their transportation to the dig. They must be 18, although children may take part if they are with a parent. The youngest volunteer on the team is Stephen Ortiz's 10-year-old son.
The work takes time, patience, and often muscle strength. The ground may be hard, and the sun may be hot. Why do people pay to volunteer to work? For some, he said, the dig is a religious pilgrimage. But there are a number of other reasons.
Some just value ancient history and they want to be a part of unveiling it. I tend to think we attract people who they want a cross-cultural experience. They want to do something meaningful, a contribution, a scholarship. They want to get their hands dirty, and they want to have a fun experience touring a foreign country.
Stephen Ortiz said, volunteering for the archaeological dig provides all those things and more.
You're helping science, you're helping history. Put on the weekends, you have fun, and you get to travel the country and see sights you won't normally see.
And, he says, the archaeology group becomes like a big family.
This program was written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Faith Lapidus with Bob Doty. Our producer was Mario Ritter. Join us next week for another Explorations in VOA Special English.